Chapter 2. Mowgli and the Wolf Pack. Father Wolf waited until his cubs could run a little. And then, on the night of the pack meeting, he took them, Mowgli, and Mother Wolf to the Council Rock. This hilltop was covered with stones and huge rocks where 100 wolves could hide if they needed to. Akela, the great gray lone wolf who led the pack, lay out on his big rock. Below him in a circle sat 40 or more wolves of every size and color. The lone wolf had led the Free People, for this is what the wolves called themselves, for a year now. There was very little talking among the wolves at the rock. The cubs fell over each other in the center of the circle where their mothers and fathers sat. Now and again, a senior wolf would go quietly up to a cub, look at him carefully, and return to his place. Sometimes a mother would push her cub into the moonlight to be sure that he had been noticed by all of the other wolves. From his rock, Akela would cry, "You all know the law. Look well, O wolves!" At last, Father Wolf pushed Mowgli into the center of the circle. Mowgli sat down laughing and started playing with some stones. Akela never raised his head from his paws but said, "Look well, O wolves!" Suddenly, a faint roar came up from behind the rocks. It was the voice of Shere Khan. "The cub is mine. Give him to me. What will the Free People do with a man's cub?" Akela didn't move. All he said was, "Look well, O wolves. The Free People do not take orders from anyone but the Free People." There was a chorus of deep growls from within the circle of the wolves, and a young wolf asked Akela the same question as Shere Khan. "What will the Free People do with a man's cub?" Now, the law of the jungle states that if there is any dispute as to the right of a cub to be accepted by the pack, he must be spoken for by at least two members who are not his father and mother. "Who speaks for this cub?" asked Akela. "Among the Free People, who speaks for him?" There was no answer. Mother Wolf got ready for what she knew would be her last fight if things got any worse. Then, the only other creature who was allowed at the pack council, Baloo, the sleepy brown bear who teaches the wolf cubs the law of the jungle, rose up on his back legs and grunted. "I speak for the man's cub," said Baloo. "There is no harm in him. Let him run with the pack. I myself will teach him." "We still need another to speak for this man's cub," said Akela. "Baloo has spoken, but who else speaks besides Baloo?" A black shadow dropped down into the circle. It was Bagheera, the Black Panther. Everybody knew Bagheera, and nobody dared to cross his path, for he was cunning, brave, and reckless. "Oh, Akela, and the Free People," purred Bagheera. "I have no right in your assembly, but the law of the jungle says that if there is a doubt in regard to a new cub, the life of that cub may be bought at a price. Also, the law does not say who may or may not pay that price. Am I right?" "Listen to Bagheera," said the young wolves. "The cub can be bought for a price because it is the law. The man's cub may make better sport for you all when he is grown. Baloo has spoken on his behalf. Now for my price, I will add one bull, a fat one, newly killed, if you will all accept the man's cub according to the law," said Bagheera. The wolves wanted to eat the bull that Bagheera promised as a price, so they all shouted, "What harm can a naked cub do to us? Let him be accepted into the pack. Where is the bull, Bagheera?" Mowgli, still playing with his stones, did not notice when the wolves came and looked at him one by one. Soon they all went down the hill for the dead bull, and only Akela, Bagheera, Baloo, and Mowgli's own wolf family were left at the Council Rock. They could all hear Shere Khan roaring in the distance, for he was very angry that Mowgli had not been given to him. "Take the man's cub away," Akela said to Father Wolf, "and train him as you would one of the Free People." And that is how Mowgli was entered into the Seeonee Wolf Pack. On Baloo's good word, and for the price of a bull.